Fags, Mags and Bags, written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCleary. Episode 1. Beansy, 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 Beansy.
Beansy, 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 Beansy.
Oh, hello, lovely Sue. Are you looking for Beansy?
I'm saying his name repeatedly and hoping for a response. 3 days he's been away, and that's not like Beansy. Beansy wouldn't do that.
And cats, well, they are creatures of habit, aren't they?
Not especially.
Oh, aren't they? Oh, all right, because I'm sure that I overheard someone saying that once.
Aye, they were probably talking about Howard Hughes.
Yes.
He was a creature of habit.
Yes, he was a creature of habit.
Particularly in his later days.
Later days, yes. Yes, it must have been him, yes.
Could you put this notice up in the window?
Can I have a quick goosey-goosey gander?
It's a plea for information about Beansy.
Right. Is that a picture of Beansy there?
No, it's a picture of a local actress who looks a bit like me, looking distraught for Beansy.
All right, that's very clever. Hoping to provoke the local community using empathy as a tool.
That's right, tool. But as you know, I'm cursed with quite a sizable mole.
That's not a mole, lovely Sue. It's a beauty spot.
That's very kind of you, Dave. But a beauty spot doesn't have four hairs sticking out of it like the legs of an upturned bar stool. So I employed an actress who doesn't have a mole to evoke even more empathy.
Well, lovely Sue, your talent for creating a striking simile is already tugging at my heartstrings.
So you put it up then?
Of course, lovely Sue. Dave, do the honours, please.
Righto.
You're a good man, Ramesh. Right, back to saying Beansy. Beansy, 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 Beansy.
Oh, hello, Sue.
Do you mind? Some folk are trying to say Beansy here.
Ah, look, how did you fare in bras, etc.?
Yeah, good. Had a lovely lingering...